So championship season is over for all but four teams. We now know the playoffs. Huddersfield Town take on Sheffield Wednesday and Reading are against Fulham. We're going to be catching up with somebody from each of the playoff teams as we go through the show this week on Radio Yorkshire. And it's time to look at Fulham. We're joined by Fulham fan John Sim. John, welcome.
Thanks for having me again.
So what about your mood then? Last time we spoke, it was just before the Huddersfield game where Fulham, honestly, were far the better team. But I mean, what's the general mood of the Fulham fans at the moment?
Well, I don't want to sound too smug, but I don't think the mood's been as kind of confident and bright as it has been for some time. Certainly at this level of football, it reminds me very much of the John Tigana days back in the kind of 2000s when we went up as champions in the championship. So I would say it's quite similar to those times. It's been a dramatic turnaround since Christmas.
Do you put much faith in form going into the playoffs? I mean, you guys are the form team.
I think so. And I think the acid test has been the quality of some of the sides that we've beaten recently. The 3-1 win at Norwich, the 4-1 win at Huddersfield, the win at Newcastle. And then finally, albeit against a team that had 10 changes, winning away at Sheffield Wednesday. It's the first time we've won up there since 1973. And the manner of the victory and other victories, the amount of possession we've had, is the risk of sounding cocky. It's instilled real confidence. And yes, I do think that kind of momentum is very important.
Would you have preferred to have played Reading away first, or are you happy with the first game at Craven Cottage on Saturday?
Quite happy with the first game at the Cottage, really. We've beaten them 5-0 in the league there. We were unfortunate to lose 1-0 away. Their penalty was suspect, to say the least. And then we missed one. We missed one of... that was one of the 9 out of 12 penalties we missed when Chris Martin missed it down at the Bajetski. So I don't think it matters too much. And our away form is actually slightly better than our home form. Off the top of my head, I think we've won 12 and lost 5. So we'd play them anywhere.
Which of the other teams, the other three, which of them concerns you most?
I think they're all good sides, but I think Sheffield Wednesday for me, you know, the same as I said last time I was on the show, really. They were the best team I've seen by some distance at home, and we were fairly fortunate to grab a late point. So Sheffield Wednesday would worry me. And also, if we did get to Wembley, and if Sheffield Wednesday got the better of Huddersfield, I think they'd have a very large, vociferous support at Wembley, and I think that would favour them.
Lastly, your gut feeling then, John, is it that this is going to be Fulham's year?
Yes, at the risk of sounding cocky, I'm confident, and I'm rarely confident. I'm a real pessimist. Never underestimate Fulham's ability to muck things up, or words to that effect. But there's something about Jukanovic, and there's something about the team that he's created that does instill quite a deep confidence in people.
Well,
including
John,
the players, that has to be said.
Well, John, I'm going to do this for everybody that I speak to this week in the playoffs. As a Huddersfield fan, I just want to wish you, as a Fulham fan, best of luck, and maybe we'll meet each other at Wembley.
Likewise, that'd be nice.